was work, I was school, and how was your week?
Well, my week was great. It was awesome. Just a little bit stressful, and you know, annoying people and traffic, really. Regardless, it was fine. Yeah, this is Dewdrop, and I come with good news. Really good news. Yeah. So jumping right in into today's episode. Okay, there was this time I was really in my space. I wasn't talking to my friends. I was just in my touch room for no particular reason. I was just there. I didn't really want to associate with anybody. And then my friends reached out. They were like, "What's up with you? Are you good? Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. Nothing's wrong." They're like, "All right, fine." And they continued the things they were doing. But then, like, personally, I was feeling really, really bad because I wasn't flowing with them. There was just this friction that I felt, because normally we would talk, we do things together, but then I was just alone. I wasn't really interacting with them, which made me feel really, really bad. Although when they asked me and I said that I was okay, they actually respected my space, because they thought that if I wanted to talk about these things, that I would have reached out maybe when I'm okay or whenever I choose to reach out. I respect that because they respect my space, so I really respect that. So that got me to realize that the way people process things are different. Basically, everybody has their own way of processing things, which is okay. And also, I think it is okay not to talk about everything at that moment, even if you choose not to talk about it at all. But that is when you are comfortable about not talking about it. But if it's still bothering you, of course, you can. But if you cannot express yourself enough like me, you can just write it down. Maybe send a text to someone. But apart from that, if you're sad right now and you do not want to talk about it, it is okay. No pressure. It is actually really okay. But in a situation where people are asking you, "What's up? Are you good? You look down, you look sad," don't ignore completely, because these people literally care. And as I said earlier, that it's okay not to talk about everything or about what you're facing at that moment. You can just tell them you're okay, you're fine. And of course, if you are good people, if they're people that respect you, they will also respect your space and let you be. So when you get comfortable about wanting to talk about it, you can reach out to your partner or your close friend or maybe any relative. That's fine. Also, I also got to realize that you maintaining your personal boundaries for your own optimal comfort, it is awesomely healthy. Yes, maintain your personal boundaries in the sense that if you do not want to do this, if you do not want to talk about this, if you do not support this, you have the right to not want to do it. And as far as you're moving with a good group of people, they'll respect that. And they would also respect your boundary. They will not want to step over it because you've already laid it down to them already. So it is fine. It is okay. So then, to the partners, to your friends, I would advise that even personally, don't assume anything about people. If they are not fine, if they are okay, just fine. Don't go about asking me that he's angry because I said this, or he's sad because I didn't give him this, is crying because of what I said. No, don't assume. If the person does not want to talk to you about that now, it is alright. You can always ask later. So don't go about assuming things. If my friend had assumed that, "Oh, she's not talking to us probably because of this that we did," and literally if they did something to me, I would have call them out on it. But then don't give up assuming. It can make the relationship not work out. Because they're okay, for instance, now I have a friend. We stay in a room, and then I go into my show, and she just assumes that, oh, it's because of me she's angry, it's because of me she's sad, and she doesn't address it. She would not, like, my friend would just assume that and also keep it to herself. I don't want to talk about it to her, and then there'll just be friction because she's assuming that I'm doing this because of her, but literally I'm doing this because of me. Do you understand? Okay, personally, as much as I love having rewarding conversation, I am also heavily introverted. So talking to my introverts out there, it is still okay not to talk. There are times when you feel like I should have stoke, and I don't even know how you're going to start it. They don't even know how you're going to call the person. Well, what I do, I write things down. When something is bothering me, I can just write it down and give to my friend, or I send a message. It's complicated, kind of, but then it's still okay. It's still being you. It's still you accepting yourself for who you are. And also, sometimes you just need to refuel your energy, your social energy, because so sometimes I get drained socially. So if you're out there and you're like me and you get drained like very fast with friends or with groups outside, it is all right to leave. It is all right to go somewhere else to refill your energy. That's by you needing a time for yourself, you having a time by yourself. A me time is what everybody should have, really. Don't go about talking. Don't you get tired? Let's get tired of talking, really. Oh, those extroverts, be great for them. Okay, so when you want to have your me time, or when you are having your me time, you can tell your partner you need some quiet time to yourself, but also reassure them that nothing is wrong with you. By doing that, you are sustaining your relationship, you're sustaining your friendship. Friendship is a relationship, so yeah, yes, you're sustaining the relationship you have with people around you. Everybody gets mood swings, I'm never going to deny that, yes, but then when you don't want to talk about it, just tell them you're all right and tell them not to bother, because you're actually really fine. You just need time to get yourself back. So by like you telling them that, they won't have to assume anything nonsensical. And then that is, like I said, it's you sustaining the relationship. It's you maintaining the balance. Yeah. Okay. About those extroverts though, I don't know how they do it. I don't know where they get their energy from. But then, let's talk often. Not always. I get really, 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 really tired. Just often, okay? Not always. So yeah, we are all different in our social needs. But in talking, we build understanding of each other's needs. So yeah. I don't want to talk, you want to talk, and I tell you that, bro, dude, I'm tired, I don't have this energy, my energy is not matching up to yours, so give me some me time. Yes, give me some me time. I can't meet up, I'm tired already. That's literally how it's going to go. But also out of silence, yes, silence is needed, even in relationship. There are times when you get that fair share of comfortable silences. It's not every time that, hey, don't you get tired? I don't even know. Although they say communication is key, yeah, but then actions still matter, because I can't go about, hey, this happened to me today. Hey, this happened to me yesterday. Hey, it's gonna happen. It's like, no. Ah, okay, if you talk about everything now, what else will you talk about tomorrow? Give it time. Out of 24 hours, talk for at least 12. Come on, rest. Rest. Okay, but then, having these comfortable silences in your relationships doesn't mean it's a red flag or something. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that you need to refill the energy. Come on. I don't know how to match up. But then with the art of silence, this would help you to be more observant, perspective, to increase your perspective, and then to be able to help you think more clearly. So I think if your partners, if your friends do not want to talk, it is okay. Don't get about assuming that it's because of me or because of what I did or something. No. As much as talking is necessary, it is also not a necessary thing to do every day. No, calm down, okay? Not every time. it's not like I'm talking bad about the extrovert or anything. You know, I'm just reaching out to people that are not expressive enough, people that do not talk much, people that keep to themselves too much. It is okay. But if you really feel the need to get a paper and write a letter to your friend, send a message, or ask them to follow you out somewhere where you can have fun. It is alright. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Even when this comfortable silence that I was talking about happen in your relationships, don't pressure yourself. It is alright. It is okay. It is okay. Very much okay. Don't worry about stressing yourself that my partner is not talking to me. I don't know what I did. Reporting to people, complaining. No. So it might just be really tired. It might just need to process some things on his own. It's like what I do most times. It's just when I really need to talk about it, I do. Yes, communication is key. Don't forget that. And talk to your partners when you want to talk to them. Sustain that relationship. Okay? Just be good. Be good to people. Just maintain what you have. Set your boundaries so people can understand. I really am going to adapt to these things because it has been helping me, and I think it's okay. It is okay to be shy. It's okay. Very much okay. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just do your thing. Be happy. Talk when it's necessary. Like I said before, talk often, not always. Not always. Alright, that is it for today. Thank you for listening to my heartfelt conversation. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. My tip for today. Okay, let's see. Smile. Yes. No matter what it is you're going through, no matter how hard it feels, no matter how hard it feels on you, smile regardless. Smile. Don't put pressure. No. Pressure. No pressure at all. Life is easy. Life is so much easy. Just smile. When you wake up in the morning, today, I smile throughout. Today, I'm happy. Today, I'm special. Today, I reach out to 10 people. Today, I help 10 people. Just smile, okay? Smile. So, alright. I have no fun facts. But then, I'm just going to chip this right in. For my Nigerians, friends... My Nigerian friends, rather, when you come to Lagos, please look left, look right, before you cross. Look left, look right, look front, look back before you cross. Yeah, that is it for today. If you want to know the reason for saying that about Lagos, you can reach out to me. I'm going to tell you. So then, have a great weekend. Sleep. Have enough rest. Sleep, eat, watch movies. Just rest. Have the weekend to yourself. Much love from here. Love you all.